This is Ozarks at Large. If 2020 was a normal year, Dave Dawson, the Associate Vice Provost for Enrollment Services and University of Arkansas Registrar, says the spring graduation ceremonies would have gone something like this.
In a normal year, we would have seven commencement ceremonies on May 8th and May 9th, the first one starting on May 8th, Friday afternoon, and then six of them on Saturday. And then the law ceremony would come the next week, which would actually be the eighth one. And so these would be on-site ceremonies in Bud Walton Arena and Barnhill Arena.
Dawson says generally between 4,200 and 4,500 students attend the ceremonies, in addition to the 12,000 to 14,000 guests they bring with them.
So certainly a big weekend. And, you know, the decision was made in early April that we would not be able to have those events safely because of COVID-19, particularly with so many students in both the arenas, Barnhill and Bud Walton, very close together as they process in. They're shoulder to shoulder. And as they're sitting in the arena, they're, of course, shoulder to shoulder.
For now, the 4,830 spring graduates will have to be celebrated in other ways. One of them, Dawson says, is a website the university launched this week.
So we came up with this website where we have videos from the chancellor, the deans, our honorary degree recipient, and students can go in and upload images and messages. And it has a little student profile for each student with their name and their degree. And it has a commencement program as well. It's an online commencement program that lists all the students' names.
The university will also light up Razorback Stadium in red today and tomorrow, which would have been the days of the commencement ceremonies.
So starting at 2020 in military time, which would be 8:20 p.m., we'll be lighting up Razorback Stadium in red in recognition of the 2020 graduates. And I'm doing that for 2 hours each night. And, of course, there's the Go to Red. Go Red for Grads Day is also Friday, May 8th.
Dawson says he realizes anything the university does now will not replace the experience of a commencement ceremony. But he had this to say to graduates.
Anything we do in this environment is not going to replace that experience of, you know, being on campus in the regalia, walking across the stage and shaking hands and getting their diploma covers and things like that. So we know that, and we're very disappointed about not being able to do that as well. But, you know, it is the circumstances we're under. And we don't want them to be defined by that. We want them to, you know, to overcome that and encourage them to think that way, that they are a special class.
At this point, the university is planning to expand its fall commencement ceremony in December to include spring graduates.